Mishleisha Dini. Meichea Yochel Litnei Bipoches Mishleisha. Vilekeach Yochel Litn Bei Yesa Mishleisha. Shekiven Shemashmoy Saneda. Eine Yel is Aris. Afal Pishi is Kimu Bilibon. Legimu Dinrin, Dinorin. Dvorin Shemlev Habi. Umiyu. In a meche rashoye litne bishekel, vilo yalikea rashoye litne beisela. Share ikea mashmoyes nidorim, eine elo likach. Eine likach. Vike mandoma, de afilu bichai, gabni lechayo nidrai. So the Ran first says that where it's aimamidi, and Dayton Hoyol the Shlisha Dinrim, and they say that they both meant three dinrim. So then the Meicher will be able to sell it for less than three dinrim. Let's say for 2.5 dinrim, he'll be able to sell it. And the Lekeach will still be able to pay for it without the commodity becoming osar on the Lekeach. He'll be able to pay for it, let's say, 3.5. Even though they say that they meant three. Now the question arises, as far as the formulation on its face is concerned, so the formulation on its face purported to say that the commodity should be oser on the likeach, if he pays more than a shekel. So still he says afa pishi skimon. So dvorin shebelev habi. Why? Because as far as the formulation on his face is concerned, so anything more than a shekel would asa. A mashu less, more than a shekel would asa the commodity under the keach. But that formulation is neither is uzi. He didn't mean it that way. The way it was formulated on its face. So Memele, it cannot ask him. Now, true that Bilev, he meant three, but he's still allowed it to have a noye from the commodity, even if he gives three and a half. Why? Because it's long shabalev. True in his heart he meant that the commodity should be osir if he pays for it a mashu more than three. But that he didn't say. So, but he said even more. He said if a mashu more than two, it should be osir. But as far as the explicit Loshin is concerned, so that didn't have das, because it was nitri zuzi. And as far as the inner das is concerned, that's Zvon Shemalev. But, if miu ein amecher ha-shoye litni b'shekel, v'loi halikeach ha-shoye litni b'isela, sh'ari ikah mashmoyis nidorim ein eyalo likach. But if the Lekeach, now when the Ram says, V'Lekeach Hashoy Litn Bisela, so what does he mean? It's not that he's not allowed. If he'll give Bisela, so then he'll be also to have Anoye in the commodity, he's allowed to give. But then he'll be also in the commodity, in the Chifetz. So in regard to that, Ika Mashmoyis Nidorim in Lekeach. But the question is, but he just said that Dvorim Shebelevin in Dvorim. The answer is, when do we say Dvorim Shebelevin and Dvorim? That is only if there is no Umden in the Muchach. So vis-à-vis Gimel Din Rin, so then there is no Umdele de Muchach. They tell us that in the heart they meant three dinrim. But there is no Umdele de Muchach. Suppose they wouldn't say, so then we wouldn't know. So Memele in the first case, so he says, Likeach Yoch, even though he tells us, the Likeach tells us that he meant three, he's still able to pay three and a half. And they were noyeh from the commodity. Why? Because there is no umdin de muchach. So Memele, but he tells us, so that's Dvorim Shebled. Mashenkein, if the Likeach will give a sella, so then there is an umdin de muchach. There is an umdin de muchach that is, that to the extent of Isela, in respect to Isela, he meant it. He didn't mean it. We don't know, there is no umdin de muchach that he meant it to the extent of three, but to the extent of Isela, there is an umdin de muchach that he meant it. So Memele, the neder is chal. Now, why don't we say here too, neder shebotel miftzosi batel kolei? But he says, so umiu in amecher hashoy litni b'shekel v'lo yakeach hashoy litni b'isela sh'arayika mashmois nidor imein el likach. But he said the way he formulated it. So if he gives a mash more than two sloy, than two dinrim, so the commodity should be osir. But it's not osir. So the neder is bottle in respect to a mash more than two dinrim. So mimele we should say neder should bottle mitzosi bottle kulei, and that it should be bottle even in the case where he gives his seller, because on its face it purported to say that a mash more than two dinrim, the commodity should be osir. Should be osir on its face. But it's bottle in regard to that, to that statement. So let it be completely bottle. Now, I mean, he just finished saying, from the old mentioning, the Yerushalmi, that the aloha of neder shebotel miktzosei batel kulei applies to neder zeruzi. So that is probably the reason v'yikeman de omar da afilu b'chachi haigav l'chayel nidraye. True that ika mashmois nidor imein el likach, and we certainly have an umdin in the muchach that they meant with all the seriousness in the heart that they are capable, that if he'll give a whole seller, so then that the commodity should be osir on him. So he meant that the answer is, but since it is bottle in regard to the payment of more than two dinrim, so maybe we have to say the neder shehuta shebotel miktzosi batel kulei. That's the svore of the ikeman domar. So the question is, what is the ranshiti? What is the ranshiti? So apparently the ranshiti is, now, there is such a thing as a euphemistic expression. So in other words, if a person says, now let's say, when the Mishnah says, the best example of a euphemistic expression is the expression used in the Gemara of Birkas Hashem. Hamvor Hashem chayiv misi, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says. So what does it mean, Mivorach Hashem? It means Migadiv. So it really means the opposite of Mivorach Hashem. But, because because here Mishum Tvei Chomayim, so the Gemara uses a euphemistic expression. So in other words, so that means when Edim testify against a certain person, that he was a Megadi. And they say, even though they say that this person, the Megadi, was Mivorach Hashem, and literally, Mivorach Hashem means the opposite of Megadi. But since this is used as a euphemistic expression, so Memele, it has that meaning in Mishpat HaLosh. So when Edim testify against a certain person who was Megadi as Hashem, and they say, Birach as Hashem, so even though on its face, Birach Hashem means the opposite of Megadi, but it's used as in a euphemistic way. So Memele in the Mishpat HaLosh, it has that meaning. Now, the question is, the Shita of the Ran apparently is, that since it is the universal practice of business people, to talk that way, and that's the ordinary sales talk. So in other words, when a prospective Likeach is ready to pay 3 zuzim for a certain commodity, he's not going to say that he's ready to pay 3 zuzim, but he'll mention 2 zuzim. So Memele, so when he said in the course of the bargain, so he said that Kenem Chayfet Zo Alai, Kenem Chayfet Zo Alai, if he'll give, let's say, a penny more than 2 dinrim for the chayfets, so this is a euphemistic expression. In other words, it's a euphemistic expression, just like the expression Mivorach Hashem, which means the opposite, but it's used that way. So here too, that's the sales talk, that's business talk. So Memele, it's a euphemistic expression. So Mimele, we cannot say Nedashuta Mikchosi Bottle Kole. Because since it's sales talk to talk that way, so it doesn't mean that it became bottle. It became bottle, the Neda became bottle in respect to more than 2 dinrim. So then, if the neder was lechatchila taken in respect to a mashu more than 2 dinrim, and that is bottle, some mele is bottle even in respect to a sell. But since this is sales talk, so when he said that the chayvet should be osar on him, if he gives more than 2 dinrim, in effect, he said, in a euphemistic way, that the chayvet should be osar on him if he'll give his salah. He formulated that way, so it's the same way as when the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that Mivorech es Hashem, and it means just the opposite of Mivorech es Hashem. So here too, when he said that Kenem Chayfet Zo Alai Im Etei Im Ashalim Yeser Mishnei Dinrim, so it is to be considered as if he said Im Ashalim Salam, because that's the euphemistic expression. So maybe it's not shayach to say Neda Shebuta Mishnei Sipatul Kulei, because in the Mishpat HaLosh it has that meaning. Because this is the universal practice of business people. Now the question is, so why does that's the shite of the Ran. So the other shite, what's their shite? I mean, why do they say l'chay nitraye? Because neda shuta miktsose, neda shibot miktsose bottle kule. Since it is bottle ligabe a mashu more than the ligabi more than 2 dinrim, ligabi more than 2 dinrim, so mimele it's bottle even ligabi isela. But that sales talk, so the second lotion in the Ran, the Ikemandoma holds, here we cannot say that Mishpat HaLosh it has that meaning, because people talk that way. It is different than, let's say, than a euphemistic expression. Because whenever a person uses a euphemistic expression, so he's not trying to conceal his real intention. Let's say when the Gemara and the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, Mivor is Hashem. So is the Mishnah trying to conceal the real meaning, the real intention? So the motive is that everybody should understand that the Mishnah means the opposite of Mivor is Hashem. The opposite of Hashem. But it's also to express ourselves that way. So Mimele, the Mishnah uses that expression. Mashainkin here, true. It's business talk. It is just as universal as the use of a euphemistic expression like Mivor Hashem. Maybe it's even more universal among business people. They are very careful in complying with this business talk pattern. But here the intention when a businessman says, when he says that he will not give, so that he will not give a penny more, he will not give a penny more than when the prospective customer says that he will not give a penny more than two dinrim, so he doesn't want the mecher to understand that what he means is something else. That what he means is that he's not going to give 4 dinrim. He wants dafke, he's using that expression because he wants to mislead the mecher. And when the mecher says that he's not going to sell him for a penny less than he sell out in 4 dinrim, so he wants to mislead, to deceive the likeach. And that the likeach should think that he's very serious. So mimele, so when can we say that the euphemistic expression in Mishpat Haloshin, it has that meaning, even though on its face it purports to say just the reverse? That is, when the person wants the other person, the one who uses that expression, wants the one who hears the expression, to understand the real meaning that he has in heart. Mashiach in here is business talk, and the heart, they mean something else, but they want, the Mecher wants the Lekeach to be deceived, and the Lekeach wants the Mecher to be deceived. So Mimele, so the Ramshit is that even though the intention of the Mecher, when he said that Kenim Mei Chayfetz Olai Im Eten Lechom Es Achayfetz Bipocheis Misela, so even though his intention was not that, but he wanted the Likeach to think that he meant it. So Mimele, according to the second Loshen, he doesn't acquire that meaning in the Mishpat Haloshen. And according to the Ram, he does acquire in Mishpat Haloshen that meaning. Alright, now, Tanya B'tisefte, the Mechilti Nafnidorim Shomru Mitorim, Minayin, Shel Yodom Nidabem Kidlevatlon, Tanlim Al Yaichul Dvore, Lo Yase Dvor of Chum, Hivio Aram, Bifiridalet Milches Nidorim. Now the Rambam mentions this drosha. And from the Roshan of the Ran, it's mashma, it's not even asmachte. Uminayin, Shafila abom in Nidori Melu, Shehimu Tori, Shehoso Leodom Li Esneda Behen, Almenas Levatlon, Talmud Lema Liyahu Dvori Luyasid Vorofchum. So of course, it's mashma from Loshon Rambam that it's not an esmachte, that it's a drosha gemura. But there certainly will not be malchus for it, because the ikalav of Bal Yachol has reference to the violation of the neder that he was chal. But this is nichlal in Bal Yachol, but it's another iser, it's a secondary iser, and it's not implicit in the pshutei shel mikro. In the Fibishal Mikro, but it's mashma from the Ran and from the Roshna Rambam that it's not an Esmachte, because certainly from the Rambam, Because the Rambam, if the Rambam Shita had been that it's Nasmachte, the Rambam wouldn't mention the Loshna Posik. Because whenever the Gemore learns out from a Posik by way of Nasmachte, the Rambam doesn't mention the Drosh. The Rambam doesn't mention the Drosh. And here the Rambam mentions the Drosh, so it seems that it's not Nasmachte. Now the question is, Menayin Shafil Abom in Idorim Eilu, Sheheim Utorim, שאוסו ליליודום ליסנדה בהן על מנס לבטלון תלמודים על יחל דבורי לא יעשה דבורוב לא יעשה דבורוב חום so it wouldn't apply to Nidrash Gogis because when does that apply to a case where is neda behen al nas levatlon but Nidrash Gogis by definition it couldn't be al nas levatlon because what does Nidrash Gogis mean? The kene mishti shetehene me'alai shegom vo'eskisi. So in other words, so by definition, it's not al nas levatlon. Otherwise, if it would be al nas levatlon, it wouldn't be nidrash gogis. So, I mean, this ishayach, this chetimtze ishayach al nas levatlon in connection with nidrash gogis. But it's not shayach in connection with... I can't visualize it in connection with Nidrash Gogis. Maybe it can be visualized. But anyway, but not in the ordinary case of Kene Mishti Mimeni Shekom Voeskisi. So there it's not Almas Levatlon because he took the neder because he thought that his wife stole. But we can visualize that in connection with Nidre Zeruzi. With Nidre Zeruzi. In other words, that if lechatchile at the time when the meicher took that neder, when the lekeach took that neder, he had in mind to be aver on the neder because he made the neder only on maslizareis. So even in that case, it has no chaleisim, and it doesn't require tashochem because he did it on Maslizaris, but if he deliberately took such a neder because he knew it was a neder of Zirus, so then he has an Issa. He has an Aver. He has an Aver. So it's a different kind of an Issa. It's not the regular Issa of Bal Yachol. The regular Issa of Bal Yachol is an Issa of violating the Afloye that was Chal. This neder Zeruzi has no Chalesim. But if he takes the neder, Al Menas Levatlon, so then it's also to take such a neder. So it's analogous to Shua Shov. Now Shua Shov has no chaleisim, but it's also to take a Shua Shov. So this kind of neder has no chaleisim, it is a huzin, but if he took it at the time, al menas levatlon, then it's an easier to take such a neder. Take such a neder. Right. Lifisho in Idlo Nizires al Rafloi. Vadin Lindorim, this Kashlin Zires. Dlo Yechayel Elohim Kinikabu Litnai. Hilkach Mechem Likeach Shetomut Nitrom Bitnai. Afal Pisho of Wild Norm Lechayel Nitrai. Rovo Marafilu Tame Rabon. Miko Tonish name Rotzil. Kilema, the Masnis in the Nidrizuz and Lab Mishmafloi. El Mishum Shishomo Chachomim Daiton. Shall not be Dafko, El Lizaris, the Mikotono Rotsu, Shimashmiosi, Shirotsu with Save, Shneim Ritzim Kotone, the Mashma, Mitchilo Vatsev, Mitchilo Vatsev, Vikashel, the Mighty Salt Light of the time of the Maslisim Shima Floyu, Lomel Limis, the Shneim Ritzim Shlisha Dinrin, Virotsu with Save, Koma, Kalimash Niskaima Mecha, Bishlisha Dinrin, Afilunos the Mecha Bisheke, or Shinosim Bilikiah Sela, Nidron Botle, calling to Raptaufen. So the reason is why the Nether is null and void, because at the time he was made there, it wasn't Bivura. So even Nos the Mecha Bisheke, or Shinosim Bilikiah Bisheke. Nosam bilikiach sela nitrem botel kivim shebishas nitron lohoyim isbor radovar im yochel im lav v'nira beinai ditane ribuse kotane lohoyim iboy bishnayim shoyim alchim derech v'yomarech me'arini nozir sheze ishpeini v'yomachavei arini nozir sheini דין אחד מהם נוזק, רבי יהודה מישם רב דרבן, דאוסם דינו שלו תוכל נזרוס, ושלא אפשר לאוכל נזרס על שניהם, וחילום שבוטל יצל זה, בוטל יצל זה, שמישור ראשינו יוצא נזרס לבטולה, וחי גבנה פשוט איתן למס נסלב אף לא יהיה, אלא אפילו מיכם לקייח, שאפשר שיהיה נדע חול על שניהם, ומסיים גם כן, כך, הויו, שרוצו בשליש הדין רינים, ששכל היה חוד עבר על תנועי, וסלת לה ידך מיני, וחי גבנה אף לא יהיה מקרה קומה השמרון. אומר לי רבין אל רבש, אומר לי תווי מיסל, והדמישנה tells us the case where the maker say asa the domim in case he'll sell it to him less than he sell. But suppose the maker asa the domim in case he'll sell it at less than he sell up plus he put it. Less than he sell up plus he put it. So, omalei tvei misela, valo oma botzel mishekel, nidre have oizeruzin have, valo oma botzel mishekel. In other words, and the likeach said that he answers the commodity in case he'll give for it less than a prute minus a shekel. That's one pshat in the that's one pshat in the Ran. The other pshat in the Ran is omalei tvei misela, if the meicher said that he answers the domim in case he'll sell it at less than 5 dinar. And the Likeach said that he asks the commodity in case he'll give more than a dinar. Now, according to the first pshat, now what's the shayla? Nidre havo izeres nale. So what are the two alternatives? What are the two logical alternatives? So one logical alternative is, according to the first pshat, that perhaps in view of the fact that he was such a daiken, and he mentioned the meicher said that the domim should be osar on him in case he'll sell it for less than a seller plus a prute. Why did he mention that a seller plus a prute? I mean, that's so that shows that he's very serious. So I mean, he's so serious that he specified the exact amount, even the put. Some melee, it's not with the Zeruzi. Or even in such a case, we say it's the Zeruzi. According to the second pshat in the Ran, so when can we say that it's not the Zeruzi if there is a normal variance between the price mentioned by the Meicher and the price mentioned by the Lekeach? So then it's in consonance with the general business practice. In other words, two good business people, if the Meicher is a good businessman and the Lekeach is a good businessman, so they don't separate, you know, the prices by a great distance. In other words, let's say, if somebody will try to buy a diamond, spray diamond, and the meicher will say, well, this diamond is $10,000, and then the prospective customer will say, only $1,000. So they're not good business people. In other words, there shouldn't be such a great distance in the prices, in the figures. So in the case, so since it's not in consonance with the general business practice, so we cannot say that it's nidre zeruzin. When can we say that it's nidre zeruzin? If it's in consonance with the business practice. So in other words, he made that neder as a business strategy, as a bargaining strategy. But if there is such a herchek such a distance between the prices of the Meicher and the prices of the Likeach, so Mimele, it's not near Zeruzim. Alright. Omole Tinyoni. Hoyo Misarev Bechaveir Sheikh Letzli. Vomole Kinim Beis Roshani Nichmas. Tiba Sini Shani Tein. Muta Likonis Lebeise Vilishtisimenu. Tseinein. Shel Nischavn Zeh Lishimachilo Yusie. Vamaivo Tiba Sini Koma. So according to the first chat in the Ran, here was a big daiken. He was so exact. He mentioned even the drop. So, and according to the second pshat, so here too there is such a helchek between the offer, the request, and the response. I mean, the request was for Isuda Shleime, Bishaite, and the response was, I mean, the response of immediate. So still, we apply the aloha of Midah Zeruzik. Amai what he saying, come up, Elo Mishtoini Shoche, Hochanam Mishtoishinoche, Omale Midome. Gabitzenei tzadikim emrim yad veisim harbe hoche sveigehu dilmo poches misela v'yeser al shekel koma v'zeres nhave oi dilme davki koma v'nidra have tiboye. So it's a bayi lifshti. Now let's see the ram. Omole tzei misela, klima. Shomole kinim shen pirkas mochum nasela uprute. Lekin yachom akinim shen meisim locha al shekel poches prute. Nidra have is Ruzna have. Dikil me makim noch is kolahai with you ke bidaf ke notu. Geloi mi zaris. This is the first losh. Loshin achir. Omer lei tvei misera shoma shol yifres lei mchomish dinrin. Vom lei yidoch botzem shekho shol yitim beyeitza mendina. Mi amrin on kim di mirche ki kolahai bidaf ke noda. Shol nischabem ze al vishim achir leusi. Aho ma afal gavim noch is di yuke vishin nischach ikar bein ma shor hoyo. Reitz chaveir sheichol shayos al atzme yafil udris sreg leusi esinen. Afil loch amrin on di lab bidaf ke noda roche. Glam bidaf ke noda. Hoche name afal gav di oma. Chat tvei minsel avid al botzem shekho. Zeruzen have veloi daf. Midome, gabitzeinen tzadikim emrim yad veisim harb. Hilkach mistape hai, di meidale biti paseinen, shel yachlenu harbe, umshum hoche oma tipeseinen. So in other words, a dignified person here, tzadikim really doesn't mean, is not used in the sense of a righteous person here. It's a question of dignity, I mean, how a person talks. So he says, so when a dignified person said b'tipa seinen, so the maidly b'tipa seinen shul yechana harbe mishmoche omer tipa seinen v'lav davke, and he didn't mean tipa seinen. You see, so again, for a dignified person, so tipa seinen is a euphemistic expression. V'lav davke avol hoched lekli meimar hoched yom davke koma v'loy mizaris v'lo yifshet bayin v'naktinon. V'naktinu l'chumri. Alright. Now we left off the Gemara at Aleph. Omad Aleph. Omar Rav Yudah, Omar Rav Chof Aleph, Omad Beis, I'm sorry. Omar Rav Yudah, Omar Rav Asi. Arbo nidorim alolu tzrichim shayl l'choche. That even the four categories of nidorim that the Mishnah says, the Chachomim Mormati here, so they still require shayl lechoche. Kam rite kam bishmuel oma tane tone aboni dori mitiru chachomim v'yat amre tzrich shayl lechoche. So in other words, so Shmuel said, Shmuel is chelik, that these four categories so are null and void at the very outset. So mele do not require even matoras chochem. Now, even according to Rav Asi, that it's atzrich and shayl lechochem, so it's only midrabbonon. But midraise, it's bottled without hetachochem. But Shmuel says, no, it doesn't require hetachochem altogether. Rav Yosef masnen lo lohosh maitze b'hai lisht. Omer Rav Yudah, Omer Rav Asi, ein chochem rashoye lahatir, elo kein abo nidorim alo. So in other words, that Rav Asi himself doesn't say that they require shayl lechochem. These four categories, if it's mamish nidrish uzin, if it's mamish nidrionsin, or nidrish gogeis, or nidravoi, so then they do not require any hetachochem, not even rabbonon. But that Chochom can only be Matir if it bears a certain, if the Neder bears a certain resemblance to the four categories. In other words, if it bears a resemblance to Toys, but it's not Toys. It's not Toys. In other words, Toys Mamesh means that, let's say, Toys Mamesh, let's say, he asks the Anoye of his wife because she gomvo eskisi. So he's mistaken as to the identity of his wife. In other words, he was thinking that his wife was a thief, and it turned out she was not a thief. So Mimele, in such a case, so it doesn't require any etachochem. When does it require etachochem? When there is a certain circumstances that had the person at the time of the neder been cognizant of this circumstance, so he wouldn't have taken the neder, but he wasn't cognizant. So in such a case, so it requires a tachochem, but a tachochem is effective. In other words, there has to be Pesach. But if there is no Pesach, what does a Pesach mean? A Pesach means, had he thought of this circumstance that would arise, so then he wouldn't have taken it. So then he can be matir. But suppose the neder comes before Bezdin and he asks Atore, and he doesn't mention any circumstance that if the neder had been cognizant of it, he wouldn't have made it neder. So then, but he just says, I have charoti. I'm sorry that I made it neder. Then the chochem cannot be mad. Rav Yisif Maslow Shmaitz by Lishnom Rav Yudom Rav Ase in Chochem Rashoy Lahatel Kein Abu Andon Alol Kosovar in Peisrim Becharot in Peisrim Becharot. Now let's see the Ram Tane Tone Itir the Mashma Shem Mitorim Bului Shaila in Chochem Atir Elo Kein Abu Andon Alol Iru Kelei Mar Shem Lulahatel Becharot Elo in Pesach Shana Neda Kishunita Bi Pesach Mechiyach Miteichei Shuneda Toez ויהווה כן ארבע נידורים, אבל בחרות אלוהי, והיינה תאי מדעות, אם פסח מחרות, לפי שכל נדר שהוא ניטע בפסח, הרי הנדרי מאיר שאפילו בתחילו כשנודר, אילו היוני סינל לי באיסי פסח, לא יוני דע, ונמצא נדרי בתועס, אבל נדר שהוא ניטע בחרות, אין מייצי סויב מחוכם כנדבי מתיר, אין מייצי עם עצמי שום עניין שלא יונס נעלי ומתחילו שלא יוני די, אלא שואי מרחשוב מתיך הכעס ומפני מהירוס נודרתי, ויחשוב אני מסחרית על שנודרתי מאילון. So according to that mandoma, a chochem cannot be matir on the basis of charote. There has to be a Pesach. Now, what does a Pesach mean? In other words, he mentions something that he did not foresee. Now the question arises, what kind of a circumstance is it that he did not foresee, he wasn't cognizant of? Is it a circumstance that existed? Is it a circumstance that existed at the time of the neder, but he was just ignorant of that circumstance? He didn't know. Or it's a circumstance that did not exist at the time of the neder, a new development. Now, there is a machlekes in the Mishneh Daf Samad Daled. Daf Samad Daled Omad Alef, Reb Lezer Emet. So there, Vedom Reb Lezer, Peisrim B'Neilet, V'chachomim Meisrim. So, according to Reb Lezer, so a new development can also be used as a Pesach for Atoras Nidorim. According to Chachomim, a new development, a new circumstance that took place after the Neder, so and did not exist at the time of the Neder, cannot be used as a ground for Atoras Chochem. כיצד? אומר כלים שאני ננה להשפלני ונעשה סייפיה או אישו ימאסי אזנוי ויאמר אם הוא איש ידע שהוא נעשה סייפיה או אישו ימאסי אזנוי ביקורים לא איש נעידה. In other words, if somebody took an edder, he shouldn't have hanoya from this person, this plainy. And then, so at the time of the neder, the plainy was not as safe as yet, so he didn't have to resort to his help. But then, after the neder, he became a safer. So it's very difficult for him to get along without benefiting from the safer. So that's a new development, because at the time of the neder, he wasn't a safer. So it's a machleket between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachom. It's a machleket between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachom. So according to Rabbi Elazar, so it's basically a new circumstance that didn't exist at the time of Neder can be used as a Pesach. And according to Chachomim, no, a new circumstance not. Now, so the question arises, now, we pass like the Chachomim. So a new circumstance not. So what can be used as a Pesach? In other words, if it is a circumstance that existed at the time, if it existed at the time, but he was ignorant of it, so why should it require a Techochem? Let it be Nidrish Gogis. Let it be Nidrish Gogis without a Techochem. Let it be bought like toys. So, there are all kinds of Terutim among the Rishayim. There are some Rishayim who say, That Enoch and Ahmed, if it is a circumstance that existed at the time of the Neder, but he didn't know about it, let's say, the same kind of example, let's say, Reuven said, Yasas Danoye from Shimon. And Shimon happened to be safer at that time, but no one knew that Shimon was a safer at that time. So Reuven didn't know. So even though, then he found out that at the time he took the neder, Shimon was already a sefer. So there are some Rishonim who say, in such a case, so it wouldn't even be necessary to resort to etachochem. Then it would be nidrish gogis. Now the question arises. So, according to the Chachomim, Subishlim, according to Rabbi Elazar, we understand as to when a neder is not null and void at the very outset, but it can become revoked as a result of a techochem. That is, if it's a new circumstance, he became a safer later on. But if he was a safer at the time of the neder, indeed, he wasn't cognizant, then we don't have to resort to Atachochem. But according to Chachomim, so Beneilet, even Atachochem isn't effective. So when is Atachochem effective? When it's not Neilet, that he was a safer, but he didn't know, then we don't have to resort to any Atachochem. Then it's Toyes Miikre. So there are some Rishonim who say that there is a kind of Neilet that the Chachomim are made that can be used as a Pesach, but we have to resort to a Techochem. And that is, if it's likely to occur. In other words, if the new circumstance is something that was predictable at the time of the Neder, I mean, was predictable by a reasonable person, not by a person who has imagination, so he can predict anything. So in other words, if it was likely to occur, so then even the Chachomim are made that it can be used as a Pesach. In other words, if, let's say, that person happened to be living in such an environment where one could have predicted that in a year later or a month later he would become a sefer, so then even according to Chachomim it could be used as a neilet, as a Pesach. So when do the Chachomim say it cannot be used as a Pesach if it couldn't have been predicted before? So in other words, so according to these Rishonim, So we understand as to when a Pesach can be used, and what we have to resort to Pesach, and when we don't have to resort even to Pesach, and when a Pesach is not even effective. In other words, if it, according to Chachamim, is as follows. So there are three situations. If it is a new circumstance that could not be have been predicted, so then the Chachamim said even a Pesach couldn't be effective. And if it is something that existed at the time when he was oblivious of it, he wasn't cognizant of it, then we don't have to resort to the Chochem. But if it was a new circumstance, but it was predictable, so then Motsu Liois, if it's Motsu Liois, so then according to Chachomim, it can be Nita, but we must resort to Pesach. Alright, that's. Then there is another Shittas HaRishonim who say that it doesn't make any difference. Any Neled, even something that is Motzu, any new circumstance that takes place, that develops after the Neder, even though it could have been predictable, so according to Chachomim, it could not be used as a Pesach. So, when could something be used as a Pesach if the circumstance existed at the time of the Neder. But if it existed at the time of the Neder, then it shouldn't even require a Tachochem. The answer is, it all depends. If there is a mistake as to the identity of the person, so then it doesn't require a Tachochem. But if there is any mistake as to a certain fact, but there is no mistake as to the identity of the person, so then it's not muter, it's not null and void by itself, but it requires a Tachochem. Then the Shittas HaRambam in Pirush HaMishneh in Nozi or Daf Lamed Beis, even though the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh in Nidorim and the Mishneh Daf Samar Daled Nidorim is to the contrary. But the Shittas HaRambam in the Mishneh in Nozi Daf Lamed Beis is that the whole machlekes between Reb Lezer and the Chachomim as to whether Pesachim b'Neiled or in Pesachim b'Neiled is not whether a Neiled, the new circumstance, can be used as a Pesach. Everybody agrees that a new circumstance can be used as a Pesach. On the contrary, that's the situation where we have to resort to Et HaChochem and it can be used as a Pesach. But Reb Lezer, when he says Pesachim b'Neiled, he holds, according to the Rambam, Pirush HaMishneh, Nozi Daf Lamed Beis, that even if it's a new circumstance, so then the Neder is null and void. At the very outset, it doesn't require Het HaChochem. Let's say, if Reuven said, he asks the Anoye from Shimon, and then later on, Shimon became a Sefer, so Reb Lezer says, Pesachim b'Neiled, don't even require Het HaChochem. So the Chachamim say, in Pesachim b'Neiled, it's not bottled by itself, but it certainly can be used as a Pesach and be Niter through Het HaChochem. That's the Shittas HaRambam in Pirush HaMishneh Nozia, but the Rambam in the Chazoko and the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishneh in Nidori doesn't agree with it. So they are three Shittas HaRishonim. All right. So I mean, what does it mean? So we'll see. Omri Lei, no, Vishkar. All right. Now let's see the Rambam. Omri Lipcha Aloch, Klei Mahoyo Lipcha Miyushev, O Lecho Bisho Shel Tarto, whether you had peace of mind, V'gamach Shof Ein Chotei B'nidricho Adayei, Elo Shemiyeim Ze Ve'ileich, Ato Reitze Lakre, V'i Havre Kehal Gavne Elo Icharote Mikre, Ticharote Mi Korbinon, O Imo Yoyo Lipcha Miyushev O Lecho, Shemitichakas No Tarto, V'i Achshov Ato Tei Alo Vishenei, Iname, Lipcho Shoyolo Hobisho, and the Dartu Olecho Adain, Sheritzato Benidrahadachshop, Elishmeyim Zevele Hatomisharbe. If the Ram didn't have two Lashonei Esavayim, so if he had just the first Lashon, so we would know what he means. If he had just the second Lashon, we would know what he means. But since he has two Lashonei, and both Lashonei seem to be the same thing, so what is the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon? Now, one could say, the first Lashon, the Ram means, Klima hoyo lipcho miyushef alecho bishoshen adart, וגם עכשיו בין חוטאי בין נדרכו עד היי, אלו שמיים זה ואילך התורי תל האקרי. That's according to the first lotion. So when can he not be matir on the basis of charote if the neidei doesn't ask that the chochem should be eikel im afreya, but the neidei asks that the chochem should be eikel mekan lahab. So then, I mean, it's another portion that he cannot be. Because, so then it has nothing to do whether, so with the Shaila, whether it is a proper Harote or it's not a proper Harote. The Ram says the reason is why the Chochem cannot be ate here, the Harote mi korabin. If this is what the Ram means in the first Loshen, that in a case where the Sheil, the Neidea, says to the Chochem, I took a certain Neidea, and I want you to annul the neder mikan lahab. So then it goes without saying that he cannot be eikir, because the halacha is that the chochem can only be eikir if the neder is nishal alo. So what does that mean, nishal? Now there is no such thing as a chochem being eikir mikan lahab. A baal can be made from mikan lahab, make us guys. But a chochem is eikir mafreya. Either is eikir mafreya or whatever he says is null and void, the Chochem's Atore. So if this is what Ram means in the first Loshon, Shemiyem Zeveilech Atorei Tzela Akrei, he means that the Sheol says to the Chochem, I don't want that you should be accurate retroactively, Limafreya, that you should revoke the Neder Limafreya, but I want you that you should revoke it Mikan Lahabe. So then, why does the Ram have to say the Charote Mi'Korabinon? So it's not because Charote Mi'Korabinon, because he wasn't Nishal. Nishal means he has to be Nishal for Akir. But if he says to the Chochem, no, don't be Akir, just be Mata. Be Mata me, give me a dispensation on the Yisaneda that the Chochem cannot do. The whole keach of a chochem is to be eikir limafreya, not to give a dispensation on the isaneder. So if this is what the Ram means, shmiyin el shmiyin zevilech hatorei tzel akrei, that the sheil asks, that the neder asks the chochem, that the chochem should be eikir mikan lahabe, then we don't have to resort to the fact that we harotem mikre, the harotem mikorem linon, but there is no shail. Not because there is no charote, there is no shaile. Shaile means that the neder asks the chochem that the chochem should do what the chochem is capable of doing. What is the chochem capable of doing? To be mata mekal habe? That kind of keiach he doesn't have. To be eikel mafreya neder. But so obviously the Ram doesn't mean when he says elo shemiyim zeveilech hatorei tzel akrei, that the neder is sheil the chochem, that the chochem should only be eikam kalab. That goes without saying that is no good. But so then there is no shaila. But he means shemiyim zevilech hatorei tzel akrei. He means that he. He means that he asks that the Chochem should be Eikel Mafreya. That the Chochem should be Eikel Mafreya. So why does he say, V'yahavne ka'idavne lo'y harotem mikre, harotem mikorabinon? But if he asks, he says, I took a certain neder, and I have charoti, and I want you to be Eikel Mafreya. So if he wants him to be Eikel Mafreya, so why isn't it harotem mikore? Then he says, not a lotion. He says, Iname, lipcho shoyo lecho bisho sheno darto, hu alecho, adayim, shereitze ato benidrcho adachshov, elo shemiyeim ze veileich, ato mischarebe. So then that's another loss. Now, Elim Shiyim Zeveilech. Now, this Iname is in line with what Ran said before, that the real Chagote is So then there is charote mikore. But if he says, I only have charote mikano habit, it's not that I have remorse, I regret the fact that I took the neder. But I just, now I have charote, but I don't have remorse for what I did. So then it's not charote mikom. So then the second loshen we understand. But what is the first loshen? So it seems, and you'll see it from other Rishonim too, that there is, we'll soon see it in the next piece of Gemara, that there seems to be in Machlokes Rishonim, if we say that the Chochem can be matir on the basis of charote, does it mean that the Chochem can be matir on the basis of charote just if the neder tells Bezin, the Chochem, I'm sorry, I regret it. I regret the fact that I took the neder. Mikor, without explaining why, a time, why I regret it. Just, I regret it. So it seems that according to some Rishonim, so if we say that a Chochem can be matir on the basis of charote, so the neder doesn't even have to say why he regrets it. He regrets it. Sometimes a person is sorry, he doesn't even know why he's sorry. This happens. So, especially among the moody people. So they are sorry, they don't even know why they are sorry. So the question is, if let's say somebody took a neder, and then he has charote mikore, he's sorry that he took the neder. But he doesn't know, he doesn't explain to the Chochem why he's sorry. Why this change of heart? Sorry means there is a change of heart. He doesn't explain why. He's just sorry. He feels that way. Why? He doesn't know. So it appears that according to some Rishonim, it's also charote. As long as he has charote mikore, in other words. Not if the person says, I'm not sorry I took the neder. I'm very happy that I took the neder, but I want you now, Chochem, to be eager at Lemafreya. But I'm not sorry what I did. I'm glad that I did what I did, but I want you to be eager. So then it's not Charote Mikore. But suppose he is Charote Mikore. I mean, he says that he's sorry that he took the neder, but he doesn't explain why this change of heart. He's just sorry that he took the neder. So it appears that according to some Rishonim, this is also considered a good charote, and the Chochem can be matir, according to Mandoma, that charote is a ground for het Chochem. And according to other Rishonim, so even the Mandoma who says that charote is a ground for het Chochem, so he has to explain what the charote means, a change of heart. Why he has a change of heart? Now, when the Ran mentioned before, the first piece, he says, "Avol neder shunita b'charote in emeitzi matvi shuminyan shilo yenes ne'alibi mitchilo shilo yenedia elo she'eimer achshov mitech hakas o impni mihirus nodarti v'achshov ani mischaret al shenodarti me'ilam." So here he gives an explanation. He doesn't find the Pesach, but in other words, he explains why he's sorry. Because he points out to the Chochem, the reason is why I'm sorry, because at the very outset when I took the neder, I was under the impact of certain emotions, kas, sine, certain emotions. And now, I am not under the impact, so that's why I'm sorry. So I realize that I just acted hastily and emotionally. That's not a Pesach. Pesach means he points out in an intellectual way exactly Why he acted that way? Because he was ignorant of something. And had he not been ignorant, he wouldn't have taken a nether. That's Pesach. But suppose it's not that he discovered a new circumstance of which he was not cognizant until now. No, there is no new circumstance of which he was not cognizant. He was cognizant of all the circumstances. He didn't discover any new facts that he didn't know before. But before he was under the impact of emotions, now he's not under the impact of emotions anymore. The wrath subsided, so Mimele is sorry. So then he explains his charoti. He explains his charoti. Now, the first lashon d'ran here, Omale lipcho lecho, klema, hoyo lipcho miyushof lecho, bishor shenedarto, v'gam machshof in choteye b'nidrecho adayei, elo shemiyem ze veileich, ato reitze lakre. So in other words, it's not, you're not a teye b'nidrecho. It's not that you realize what was the matter with him. He just saw that he did it, but he doesn't explain it. He doesn't explain it, how he did it then, and why he's sorry now. He's just sorry. So then, even according to the Gemara, the Mandoma, that Pesach b'charote, that charote can be used as a ground for it there, but that is not considered as a charote. A charote without a perush, a charote that is not mivurer, an obscure charote is not a charote. A charote has to be mivurer. You'll soon see, how the Ran himself uses the lashon. The charotos and his barrels. So, a charote that is not mivurer, an obscure charote, is not a charote. Is not a charote. Iname, then the second lashon. So then it isn't charote. If he doesn't have charote at all, that's why he did it. But he just wants the chochem to be ikal mafreya. But I have no charote. I'm glad that I took the neder when I took the neder. I'm very happy that I did it. But I want you chochem to be ikal mafreya. Then it isn't good. But if he says, I'm sorry, I feel very bad that I took the neder. But I don't know why I felt that way at that time and I felt differently now. I don't know. So then it is a charot. Only when he is not sorry for the fact that he took the neder. Then it isn't charote, but if he is sorry, even if the charote is not explained by him, it's obscure charote, it's not mivura by him. He doesn't know why now he feels this way and at the time another he felt different. He doesn't know. He doesn't say, even if he knows. So, in other words, the charote has to be spelled out. So even if in his heart he knows, but as long as he doesn't tell it before person, so it's considered as if he himself doesn't know. So in other words, so that's the difference between the two Lishenis in the Ram. According to the first question in the Ram, so not only in the case where the Neder is not sorry for having taken the Neder, so there cannot be a Neder Chochem. Then of course there cannot be a Neder Chochem. But even if he is sorry that he took the Neder, but if the charote is not nisbarer, so it's not considered as a real charote, as a basis for the chochem. According to the second version, when can the chochem be matir if he doesn't have charote mikore, he's not sorry for taking it there. He just wants the chochem to be matir. But you matir l'mafreya. I mean to make l'mafreya, but he is not sorry for what he did. He's glad that he did what he did, but he wants the chochem now to annul it retroactively. Then it isn't charote. But if he is sorry, even though it's an obscure charote, he doesn't know himself why he feels now differently than he felt at that time, it's still a charote. That's the difference between the two shins. All right.
So, ahu dosa lekame, the Ravuna, omale lipcha loch, omale loy, vishar. So it is a good chavon. Ahu dosa lekame, the rabbe bar Ravuna, omale. Ilu hoyu asob mi odom shefaisicho beisisho, minu darto. Suppose there had been at the time of the neder, there had been before you 10 people who would have tried to appease you. Would have tried to appease you. Would you have taken a neder? Omer Eloi, no. Then I wouldn't have taken a neder. And the only reason as to why I took that neder is because at that time I was laboring under the impact of my emotions, and there weren't 10 people who tried to make me feel good, who tried to appease me. That's the reason I was under the impact of emotions. That's the reason as to why I took the neder. I took the neder. So he was matter. Now, this cannot tire, again, tire, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Eimer Leilodom, Leiv Zeh Olecho, Imom Alav Matir Nezi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Mishimo, Bif Eimer Leilodom, Ilu hoyu asorob niyodom, shifaisucha beise sho mino daoto imo malab, matirenes. So there are several gyosois. There is one gyose, they just like our gyose. Then there is another gyose, ilu hoyu, now let's see. Alright, let's see the Ram. Omaleloi, Kiloima, Shaloi mitechish vadas no darti bitrilo, Ulfichochani mischarit, Kishnodarti melo, Shimochashai, Umiu davke beharoted mikore kai gavni, Abu beharoted the hash deloi, Vafilu mandoma peschim beharote. Dilo itaymo achem maylish to the peisri, the mashma the bezden peisri. Viravune lomalei limishol midem ahudos lekamei. The vade kibim shol yeshel heter mischarato yalanidre. Mi mikam veilich. Vilomalei limishma libachaloch. Elo vadem shol sagim charote de hashte. Elo becharote de mikore habe. Shol nichdarishes. In other words, the Ran is pointing out that when can a chacham be matir? Not every time the neder asks the chochem to be eikal mafreya. Only if the neder tells the chochem that he is sorry, mikorem, and the whole thing that it happened. But suppose the neder tells the chochem, I'm not sorry that I took the neder, but I would like that you should be eikal mafreya. So then it's certainly no chavon. It's certainly chavon. Ilu hoya asorab neodon shvay sucho. Kosovar in Peisrim Becharot. Vike de Goris Kosovar Peisrim Becharot. Vihakeil Tamechot. In other words, so there are three Gersois. In other words, one Gersi is just as it is mentioned here. Ilu hoyo Asorob Neodin Shifai Sucho Beisisho Minadar Tom Leloi Beitilu. Doesn't say anything. Kosovar Peisrim Becharot, Kosovar Ein Peisrim Becharot. Then there is a Girse, Kosovar Peisrim Becharot. Then there is a Girse, Kosovar Ein Peisrim Becharot. So the Ran says, in regard to the two Girsois, one being Kosovar Ein Peisrim Becharot, and the other Girse, Kosovar Peisrim Becharot, they, it's a little in echot. We can go as Kosovar Peisrim Becharot. We are a little in echot. Ze, di lohoyu yud ne yodom, Gora mi Pesach v'yodif mecharoti. Gora mi Pesach, so Pesach it isn't. Because if it would be, let's say, this kind of a case, somebody took a neder, he answered, let's say, Hanoye from certain people, because he was under the impact of emotions, then 10 of his friends came to his house, and they spoke to him, they talk with him, they appeased him, and then he comes to the Chochem and he says, had I known at the time I took the neder that 10 people, 10 of my friends would come and talk to me nicely and appease me, I wouldn't have taken a neda. The only reason as to why I took the neda, because at that time I was so lonely. I didn't think that there would be 10 people who would come and talk to me nicely and appease me. So then it would be Pesach. But here, the 10 people didn't show up. Even after the neda, the 10 people didn't show up. But he was talking in the subjunctive. In other words, suppose 10 people would have appeased you at that time, would you have taken the neda? So he said, no, I wouldn't have taken the neda. But did 10 people show up and appease him and try to appease him after the neda? No. So it's not a Pesach. Pesach means that he mentions a certain circumstance. He discovered a new circumstance. Whether the new circumstance developed later on and objectively it existed, and even objectively it didn't exist before, or he discovered a new circumstance that objectively existed all the time, but subjectively it was discovered to him. But that's a Pesach, when there is a new circumstance. There's a new circumstance. But here, there is no new circumstance. He was just talking the subjunctive. If 10 people would have appeased me, I wouldn't have taken it. But 10 people didn't show up at that time and didn't show up after the neder. And they still didn't show up. So, Mimele, it's not a Pesach. So, on what basis were the Chachomim matter the neder? On the basis of Charote. So, Monef Shachiv is on the basis of Charote. So why did he have to talk in a roundabout way? He should have asked him. So, you have Charote or you don't have Charote? That's all. So this is what he explains. So, Kosovar in Pesach Charote. Vike di Gores Kosovar Pesach Charote. Vihake lel tamecho. Livishi in Zedi loy of Neodom. Gora mi Pesach. It's not the Pesach. Viodiv mi Charote. Gora mi Pesach. Mishim goya achshov yud Neodom. שיפעשו, דינים את פסח מעל יהבי, שאילו יודע כן לא יונה ידע. ויודף בחרותה, משום, בחרותה גרידי נמצא שמיניין, בעצמי שמחמוס אילו יונה ידע בישישו. וזהו יו בעצמי, וזהו ידע בעצמי, רבי עקיפם, makes a correction, וזהו ידע בעצמי, שאילו יו מפייס נעשה בישישו, לא יונה ידע, ונמצא מסבר יסיה, שבתי חמירוס נודע, ומשום הוכה, Man de Koras in Pesrim Charote, Hoche Koma, de Charote gredete in Pesrim, Elo Becharote, Shim is Borares, Yofe Kozu, Man de Koras Pesrim Charote, Hoche Koma, Liboye Pesach el Charote Bruch. So here the Ram talks, Beferesh, there is a Charote that is not Bruho, that's an obscure Charote, and there is a Charote, a clear Charote. In other words, what's a harote sheino bruo? That means if he says I'm sorry, but he doesn't explain. He doesn't explain himself. He doesn't analyze himself. Why he's sorry? So that's a harote sheino bruo. That's an obscure harote. That's an obscure harote. And then there is a harote brore when he explains. He analyzes himself. He analyzes the change of his heart. It's not obscure. He knows it. He tells us exactly why he took the neder at that time. Because at that time, he was very, let's say, here in this case, he was laboring under the impact of loneliness, of wrath, of frustration, of anger, of malice, was angry at the world. No one talked to him. And he realizes, the reason as to why he was in such a mood. So that's a harote bro. That's a harote bro. Now, so then he says, so there are two gesoyes, and he says that the two gesoyes are ilolita mechot. That doesn't mean that there is no nafkimine between the two yesoyes. He means that in final analysis, le'inyan psak aloche of this by this mandoma, so it's related to the same thing. But there is
a substantial nafkemine between one gears and the other. So he says, "Shinyan ze dilo yudli odom gorom pesach vodem charot. Gorom pesach. It's not a pesach. Mishul yachti yudli odom. Dinim pesach ma'al yade. Shul yudei kilo yoneida. Vodem charote. What do you mean odem charote? Odif mecharote shein abro. In other words, there are two types of charote. There is an unexplained charote, an obscure charote, and there is a clear charote. And a charote bruro. So this is a charote bruro. So it's odif ten a charote shein abro, ten an obscure charote. Mishim charote greide, an obscure charote. In a meitze shuminyem ba'atzmei. Shemachmos, he doesn't know himself. And even if in his heart, he knows, as long as he doesn't point it out to the Bezin, to the Chochem, so it is considered obedient, as if in his heart he didn't know. Shemachmos lo yineida b'yisho. Vizeh, but in this case, it's a charot ebro, it's not obscure. Vizeh o yedeya ba'atzmei. Shilu mifayis yineisei. B'yisei sho lo yineida. V'nimtzo mizbareya. V'nimtzo mizbareya yeiseya. Shemitechamirus noda. Umishum hoche, man di gores ein peisrim bcharote hoche koma. Di bcharote greide ein peisrim. Elo bcharote shehi mizborres. Yofi kozu, man di gores peisrim bcharote hoche koma. Bo boye pesach, elo charote broe. It seems to me, I didn't see that anyone says it, it seems to me that these two gersoyes depend upon the two lishenis in the Ran before. Now we had two lishenis in the Ran. When the Ran says lip chalom, so the first lashon in the Ran is that in a, even in the case where the neder has is sorry for the fact that he took the neder, but if he's not mivare the charote, he doesn't know himself. He doesn't say why he felt that way at the time of neder, and why he feels now differently. So it's still not a good charote. It's still not a good charote. So according to that lashon, so the mandoma who says peisrim b'charote, so it's only charote bruro, but charote she'en bruro. Everybody agrees that in Pesach. And the Mandoma, so according to the first lashon in the Ran before, according to Mandoma, in Pesach in the Charote, it means that even the Charote Bruro is in Pesach. Only Pesach. Only Pesach. What's the difference between Pesach and Charote Bruro? You see, Charote is an emotional thing. The intellect, the reasoning, logic doesn't play any role in Charote. The emotions are working, but in Pesach is an intellectual thing. So now we'll see. I mean that there is a machlekes rishenim. Let's say be Pesach when the chocham is matia al the Pesach, does it have to be coupled with charote too or not? So there are rishenim who hold that when is matia be Pesach. So it has to be coupled with charote as well. Just, and the Arishenim hold, no. If the ground of the Atores Chochem is Pesach, it doesn't have to be coupled with charote. Pesach is an intellectual thing. When the Nadia mentions the Pesach, so he's very cold, very intellectual. He just mentions, he says, he just evaluates. In other words, he evaluates the facts as a realist without any emotions. So he says, had I known that he had been a seifer, that he is a seifer, or that he would become a seifer within the next few weeks, I wouldn't have taken that letter. It does not necessarily have to be sorry. He might even be happy, but he's just telling us the facts under what circumstances he would have taken the neder that he took, and under what circumstances he would not have taken. It doesn't mean that he is sorry. He might be sorry and he might not be sorry. It's an intellectual thing. But charote is purely emotional.
So, according to the first lotion in the Ram before, when he says, Kleima hoyolipcho miyushe, olecho bishosh in the daltov gamachshov in choteye gmidrecho, adayim, elishimayim zeveilech atoreitzel akre, viavikai gabne loicharote mikre, viharote mikore binon, oiloy oivichom yushov olecho shimitihakas the daltov, ashateteye ala lishenis. So according to that lotion, the mandoma who says, even the mandoma who says Pesach Mecharote, only Charote Brure. And the mandoma who says in Pesach Mecharote, it means even Mecharote Brure. According to the second question, he says, Lifcho Shoyel Cho Bisho Shon Darto Alecho Adayim Shereitzat Benidu Hadachsho El Shemiyim Zeh Ve'ele Hato Mischaret Bei Mischaret Bei. So as long as he is Sar, even Mecharote Sheino Brure. So according to mandoma Pesach Mecharote, according to Mandoma Peisrim Bicharote, a Charote Shene Bruroi is a ground. Is a ground. And according to Mandoma Ein Peisrim Bicharote, so a Charote Shene Bruro is not a ground. But a Charote Bruro could be a ground, according to the second version of Ran, even according to Mandoma, who says Ein Peisrim Bicharote. Because according to the second version of Ran, so the whole Machlekes as to whether Pesach Mecharote and Ein Pesach Mecharote is in respect to the obscure Charote. Obscure Charote. A Charote that is not analyzed. It is not self-analyzed. But a Charote that is Bruro, that is self-analyzed, a clear Charote, that is clear to him exactly why he felt that way before and why he feels now differently. So that could be, even according to Mandoma, Ein Pesach Mecharote. That it could be effective, that the chacham could be effective. Now, so the one lashon is, he says, v'hakel ilan tamechod. In other words, as far as Rabbi Bar Avuna is concerned, so Rabbi Bar Avuna's psak is the same whether we are geirei same Pesach Mecharote or we are geirei Pesach Mecharote. So he says, "Umishmoche mam di gores im peisrim becharote horekoma di becharote greide im peisrim." Now, it seems reasonable that since if we are geres im peisrim becharote, so the meaning of im peisrim becharote is this. That in the expression in Pesach Mecharote has the same meaning as the expression in Pesach Mecharote before. When the Gemara mentioned before, where Omer Abase in Chocham Rashoy Lahatel Kin Arbon in Dorm Alol Kosovar in Pesach Mecharote. So since the same expression is used here by Rabase and as it is used by Rabbi Bar Avuna, so it probably has the same meaning. So if in the expression in Pesach Mecharote, when Rabbi Bar Avuna uses it, means Horekamot Mecharote greater than Pesach, that an obscure Charote is not a ground for Et HaChochem. Obscure. So that means when Ravase said that in Pesach Mecharote, an obscure Charote is no ground to be Pesach, to be Matin. But a Charote Brure, so even according to Ravase could be a ground for Atoras Chochem. So Memele, it follows that according to Mandoma who says Pesachim b'Charote, so even obscure Charote is a ground. It's obscure Charote, but so Umshimoche Mamdi Gores in Pesachim b'Charote Horekoma, the b'Charote Gredite in Pesachim, an obscure Charote is no ground for Atoras Chochem. Elo b'charote sheim is barres yofi kozu. So Rabbi Bar Avuna paskens like Ravase, but that means that according to the other mandoma who says Pesachim b'charote, so even obscure charote is a ground. Then, but how does he pasken that an obscure charote is no ground and a charote brure is a ground? Uman the goris Pesachim b'charote hochekoma v'liboye Pesach. Now according to the Girse, the Rabbi Bar Avuna holds Pesachim b'charote, so obviously the expression here Pesachim b'charote has the same meaning as the expression before.
So, Ochikomadloi Boye Pesach, Elacharote Brure. So that, but only because Rabbi Baravune holds Pesach in the Charote. So that means, according to the second Roshan, so Rabbi Baravune holds Pesach in the Charote, so that means Charote Brure. Charote Brure. And Charote Sheine Brure not. So then it follows that the Mandomar who says Ein Pesach in Charote, so even Charote Brure is Ein Pesach. But it's only an echot as far as the shite of Rabbi Baravune is concerned, it's in an echot. Because according to both Gersois, Rabbi Baravune holds a charote brure is a ground for a techochem, a charote, an obscure charote, a charote grede is not the ground. But according to the second lotion here, so the machlekes is only in a charote brure, but in a charote shene brure. So everyone agrees that ein pesachim. According to the first lashon here, just the reverse. So as far as the view of Rabbi Baravune is concerned, it's tzeilu. So it follows that the second lashon in this ram is in line with the first lashon in the previous ram. And the second lashon in the previous one is in line with the first lashon in the second one. All right. Ahudu also came to Ravasi. Now one second. Now, so this is the pshat. Pesachim b'charote or ein pesachim b'charote. So according to the Ram's pshat, the Mandom Aru says pesachim b'charote means that charote is a ground for et hachochem. And the Mandom Aru says ein pesachim b'charote is holds that charote is not a ground for et hachochem. But that to the Shemis and Ram, what charote? Whether the machlekes has reference to a charote bruro or a charote sheine bruro, everybody agrees that ein pesachim, or the reverse, that the machlekes has reference to charote sheine bruro and charote bruro, everybody agrees that pesachim. But according to the Ram's pshat, both lishinis of the Ram, the Mandom Aru says pesachim b'charote. The Mandom Aru says Pesachim b'charote. He holds that charote is a ground for et hachochem. And the Mandom Aru says Ein Pesachim b'charote holds that charote is not a ground for et hachochem. Now let's see. That's the Ram's pshat. According to both lishenis, the two lishenis are only consider what kind of charote the machlekes deals with, whether it deals with a charote brure or a charote grede. But according to both lishinis in the Ram, the Mandom Aru says Pesachim b'charote holds that charote is a ground for et hachochem, and the Mandom Aru says Ein Pesachim b'charote holds that charote is not a ground for et hachochem. Only Pesach. Alright. Now, let's see how Rashi explains it. Let's see the Rashi. Elokein dalit nidorim halolu v'hanu dishorim shlezim mamish aloshon nidorim adrashu la'atzat shizchor et anida ma'atz kol sovarim pesachim b'charote shein chochom. Now the Rashi here says aloshon nidorim adrashu la'atzat shizchor et anida ma'atz kol sovarim pesachim b'charote shein chochom rashoi lifteach v'lei malei nodalta adaita d'hochek damrino lekamon אלא הנדע הוא שישחר התחילו, ויפתח, וימלא, לא ילדעס כן הודעתי, והוא פיסח תחילו בחרות. So, Rashi says, כוסובה, אין פיסחים בחרות, דדחוכם, is doesn't have the right, cannot initiate the matter. In other words, the Mandomar who says, אין פיסחים בחרות, whereas according to the Ram, the Mandoma who says in Pesem Charote holds the Charote is not a ground for Etas Chochem. So according to Rashi Nidorim, everybody agrees that Charote is a ground for Etas Chochem. But the Mandoma who says Im Pesach Mecharote holds that while Charote, without Pesach, is a ground for Et HaChochem, but the Chochem cannot initiate Charote. The Neder has to initiate. Let's say, if the Neder comes to the Bezin and says, I would like you to be Eikia my Neder. So the Chochem cannot say to him, are you sorry that the whole thing happened? Do you have remorse? He cannot do that. In other words, so the Chochem has to tell him, you want I should be Eikayul HaNedah? I can be Eikayul HaNedah. Just like that. But if he says, I'm sorry, I have remorse, I have remorse that the whole thing happened, then the Chochem can be Eikayul HaNedah on Afreya. But the Chochem cannot initiate the marriage. The initiative has to be taken by the Neder himself. By the Neder himself. In other words, what does it mean? He cannot. He cannot. What's the pshat? It's an iser. What is it? It's oser. It's ilav de reise, iser esse. For the Chochem to initiate. I mean, what? He will not be either an iser, the Chochem, even if he initiates. So. But it means, after all, what's the basis of Hatoras Chochem? So, except for the Shita of the Ramban, so most Rishonim hold that both had Hatoras Chochem on the basis of Pesach and Hatoras Chochem on the basis of Charote. So, in final analysis, it becomes a tois. Through the Hatoras Chochem, it becomes another tois. So Mimele, the Mandoma who says, in Pesachim Becharote says, when can we say that it becomes a toys if the Chochem didn't lead the Neder to his Charote? But if the Chochem initiated the matter and he led him into it, he made him, you know, the way the psychiatrist, I mean, the way they act, they lead the patient, the client, you know, to certain things. So if the Chochem led him into this Charote, so then it cannot become Toez. Even if the Chochem says 1,000 times, Mutaloch, Mutaloch. When does it become retroactively Toez if the Charote took place by itself through the initiative of the Neder himself? But if the Neder was led to this Charote, to this expression of remorse, by the Chochem, then it doesn't become Toys. So it's not that it's also to the Chochem to initiate. He can initiate, but if he does initiate the matter, and he leads him to, he leads the Neder to express remorse, so then the Hatore is not effective. And the Mandoma who says, Peisrim b'charote, that means that the Chochem is at liberty even to initiate the remorse. But it doesn't matter how the remorse took place, even though it was done through the initiative of the Chochem, but as long as in final analysis, the Neder really has remorse, unless he's mishakim, unless he's a faker and he tries to deceive this. So the Rishonim say that in Chaname you have to make sure the person has to make sure that the Neder is sincere in what he says, that he's not deceiving. But if the Chochem is sure, is convinced, if the Chochem is convinced that the Neder is very sincere about his remorse, even though he was led to the remorse, to the Charote, through the initiative of the Chochem, it still becomes a toys. That's how it's done. Does anyone have here a Gemara Erev? No one has to go out a meter. A Gemara Erev. Okay, all right. Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, okay, thank you. Now, according to all the Rishonim here, whether the Ran's Pshat or Rashi's Pshat here, Rashi Nidor's Pshat, or any other Pshat, whatever Pshat there is, there are other Pshatim too.
But whatever pshat, according to all the pshatim, except Rashi in Erevin, so the Mandoma who says Pesachim b'charot is a meikil, Pesachim b'charot is a meikil, and Mandoma who says in Pesachim b'charot is a mach. Now according to Ran, so the Mandoma who says Pesachim b'charot, the charot can be used as a ground for Atoras Rochem, he's a meikil. Mandoma who says in Pesachim b'charot cannot be used as a ground, he's a mach. According to Rashi's pshat too, the Mandoma who says Pesachim b'charot, the Chochem can initiate the remorse. And so he's a meikil. And Mandoma who says in Pesachim, he cannot initiate the matter. So he's a mach. According to Rashi, in Erev, just the reverse. That the Mandoma who says Pesachim is a mach. And the Mandoma who says in Pesachim is a meikil. But it's not just nafkemine, whether this one is a meikil, this one is a machmir. Rashi's pshat is an altogether different pshat. According to Rashi, so the Mandoma who says Pesachim b'charote, Rashi Nirem, that's some adalat. So according to Rashi, so the Mandoma who says Pesachim b'charote, Mandoma who says Pesachim b'charote, he is a machmir. He holds that charote by itself cannot be used as a ground for hetachochem, but it must be coupled with Pesach. So according to that mandoma, a chochem can only be matir if the neder expresses remorse and he also mentions a Pesach. The mandoma who says ein peischin, so he's a maker. You don't have to couple the charote with the Pesach. Charote by itself is enough. So mainly it follows that Pesach by itself is also enough. So in other words, so that means that according to Rashi's Pshat Neirem, the Mandoma who says Pesachim b'charote is a machmir. He says you have to couple charote with Pesach. So Atoras Chochem can only take play, he can only take effect if there is a combination of Pesach and Charote. The Mandoma who says, in Pesachim is a maker. You don't have to couple Pesach with Charote. Charote by itself is the ground. But everybody knows that Pesach is the ground. And since Charote is the ground by itself, so then it follows that Pesach is also the ground by itself. That's according to Mandoma who says, in Pesachim. But the Mandoma who says, Pesachim, so that means...